This is August the 12th, 2018. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is a word from the Lord called an avalanche is coming. An avalanche is coming. The day I received this was 8/8/18. And Lord quickened to me, 8's the new beginning number. 8 is the number of new beginnings. So we've got 3 new beginnings just in the date. Okay, what is an avalanche? An avalanche is a sudden, great, or overwhelming rush or accumulation of something. Don't be moved or displaced by the voice of the wicked. They are prideful, just like their leader. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. D5, the highest level of avalanche is coming. I looked into avalanches. The highest, the one that destroys and has the biggest path is considered the D5. I don't know how wide it is, but it's like when it comes down, nothing's left in its path. It absolutely destroys everything in its path, and it's the biggest. It's like, you know, with a, like Twister, tornado. They call it a class 5, yeah. So this is called the D5. The highest level of avalanche is coming. Don't be concerned by the pushback, for they are out of resources. They are weak and they are about to be consumed. This is what a D5 force does. Nothing left. With this avalanche of truth comes the ability to take out all that is false. Now, we know just from prophecies over the last few years in the body of Christ about Trump has been likened to a bulldozer or a wrecking ball. Somebody goes in and goes, one even said, one of the late prophets, I forget his name, he said he saw him come through the White House and it crumbled like a deck of, like a house of cards. The corruption, you know, in D.C. So keep that in mind as I'm reading this. Okay, this is what a D5 force does. Nothing left. With this avalanche of truth comes the ability to take out all that is false. It's a new day. So this that's coming is truth. This avalanche is truth. It's knocking out what's false. Okay. I've set it in motion in the spirit, and it cannot be stopped, and you will see it soon in the natural. We're already starting to see it. The Lord's even spoken to us on Tuesday night about pray for it to be, expeditiously, quicker. But see, that's what avalanche does. It just gets bigger. It's like a snowball going down. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay. Full disclosure. I'm done with the devil messing with my kids. It is done and it cannot be reversed. From curse to blessing. Don't be fooled by what you see. They have been completely disarmed. All they got is their wagging tongues right now. Nasty, but oh, bless them, Lord. They need your help so bad. The Lord said, don't curse them. Don't curse them. They're victims of the culture that they've made. Pray for mercy for them. Now, some of them will have to be hung, but pray for mercy. I said, Lord, I know they have to be killed. They're such a dirge. They've got to be. But Lord, I pray that they'll have an opportunity to receive you at their last breath or whatever. Yeah, it is their last chance. So we need to be not cursing the darkness. We need to be speaking blessing. Let the Word of God, not hating these people for the nastiness they're doing, but have mercy for their poor, wretched, miserable souls. They need God in the worst way. Okay, don't be fooled by what you see. They have been completely disarmed. There is more with you than are with them. Haman has been hung on the gallows. The day President Trump was elected, that woman was the editor or something of Charisma. She said, the Lord told her that day, Haman has been hung on the gallows. And it's ringing true. We're seeing it come. You are soon to see a world that you have never known, just the opposite of what you've lived under, a brave new world. Anything on the wrong side will be consumed. D5. What happened before David slew the giant? The giant threatened David. Don't pay any of their threatening fear tactics any mind. Just remember D5. It's coming. It's here. The purge of the scourge. darkness to light, bondage to freedom, sickness to health, poverty to wealth, lies to the truth. Lord said to me, the reason it's so difficult to skip prayers answered is because God is not holding back. It's because of the oppression of the enemy. You get so many embankments built up of the enemy. You've got the angels trying to come through. You've got people's voices lifting up the devil, lifting up the devil, lifting up the devil. And you got a few speaking the word, trying to tear them down. And they're building other ones because people are just blabbing to the, just the filth. Words matter. They're the most important thing on this earth, words. D5, avalanche of truth. You will feel it in the air. It'll be tangible. The oppression will be gone, and my revival fire will replace it. I remember Mike Thompson talking about a couple of years ago, the Lord showed him revival is right in the atmosphere. He said it was a rainbow just swirling, wanting to come down. But that's when the Lord said to him, taught him about third heaven authority, about learn to reign and hear and listen to my voice, and I'll tell you what to take out and what to do. And the angels will go zoo, 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 and do what they need to do. See, we need to sit in third heaven authority and let the Lord tell us how to pray and what to say and what to do. That's what he's been doing. And we're starting to see some things. Okay. My power and glory will flow. As hard as it has been to get answers and see breakthrough, you will see it just the opposite. Before you can even ask, I will answer. Take courage. That's kind of, is it Amos? It talks about the sower is going to overtake the reaper. Here you're planting seed and your harvest is coming in on you. You're just, it's an avalanche. That's what's happening. That's what's going to happen. Okay. The scenery is about to take, wait a minute. Take courage today, for you're sitting in a great position for this transition. The scenery is about to change big time, D5. Me, I saw a post on news. Right after that, I saw a post on YouTube entitled The Deep State D5. The Lord said, my D5 trumps their D5. My D5 trumps their D5. Okay.